Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
I think out in California, actually, California, I think, is afternoon. Well, if you're anywhere where it's good morning or good evening, welcome, welcome. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is your host, Pamela Cummins. I am here every Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and I am excited to be here today. I know last week we had some issues. I have a new landline, so I know it's not my landline, and according to Blog Talk, all their systems are operating properly, so hopefully everybody can hear me. Nobody will get kicked out of chat, and nobody will get kicked out of the queue. You can call for one question readings at 773-897-6461. Somebody might have just got kicked out of queue. That's so funny, I think. Sorry about that. Anyhow, call back in because it's never me unless you're inappropriate. And so far that has only happened once here, and I've been with Psychics Gone Wild for over a year. You can follow us on Blog Talk, Psychics Gone Wild. We also have a website, psychicsgonewild.com. Our hours have changed a little bit. We have many shows, different times of different days, different times. So please check us out. That song, those two songs actually were by Gary Weimer, who is, if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, I've seen them here on the Blog Talk board, and I was kind of interested what they sounded like, and they're pretty neat, pretty cool. If you need to get in touch with me, your host, Pamela Cummins, it's www.pamelacummins.com. They call me the Musical Psychic. I have a workshop that is coming up. It's called Empowering Singles, and it starts October 9th. So you can go to my website, check it out there. We also have a Psychics Gone Wild Facebook page and group page on Facebook, and the information is also there and also on my own Facebook account, and I am at Twitter at Rev Pamela. Tonight I have my own show, which is called the Love Channel Show, and I'm going to be talking about a very, very important topic, and it's recovery and empowerment, and this is regarding, you know, violence and abuse, sexual abuse, child abuse, spousal abuse, and we're going to have Tris McKnight on, and she has her own Blog Talk radio show, Butterfly Dreams Abuse Recovery, and this is a really an important topic, and it's not to get everyone down. In fact, one of the things we're going to be talking about, again, is the recovery and the empowerment. You can call 646-478-0020. It's also on my website, PamelaCummins.com, the link, the Love Channel Show on Blog Talk. So please listen to that. I know we have callers, and I promise I will get to you, but I always like to have a little topic. And I thought today what would be really neat was to talk about the Romance Angel Oracle cards by Doreen Virtue. I was lucky enough to see Doreen Virtue last May, and it was kind of funny because, you know, I've been doing readings for so long using, you know, I've used tarot cards, now I more hear and feel and see, but I also use her oracle cards, which are she has so many. They're really cool. And I just felt the need to go to her workshop, and it was on the Angel Tarot cards, which you know was kind of strange. And I also was pushed to ask my niece to come. So talk about trusting your intuition. So my niece and I, we went down from North Carolina to Atlanta, Georgia, and saw Doreen Virtue. It was an 8-hour or so workshop. We sat up close, and it was a really cool workshop. Although I knew a lot, it gave me validation of why I knew so much. And I was kind of wondering why I was being pushed. And at one point, Doreen Virtue wanted to do a 3-card reading using the romance deck. And, of course, everybody's hands going up because everybody wants to be read by Doreen Virtue. And she's like, well, I want somebody who's in a relationship. And, you know, hands are up. And she picked my niece, which was really cool. My niece told me later, because she was so excited to be on stage with her, and I think his name is Rod Lee, and Doreen's Virtue's boyfriend. So she did do a three, it was like a three, more than 3-card, I'm sorry, it was like almost 9 cards romance reading for her using her romance cards, and it was right on. It was really neat, and that is probably the most important reason why I went down there. One, to, you know, introduce my niece more into the tarot cards, and also for her to meet Doreen Virtue. So that was really cool. So I grabbed, I will in 1 minute get to the callers. I haven't forgotten you. And I did grab a Doreen Virtue romance card, and I haven't flipped it over. So, here we go. Romantic feelings. Your feelings are real and worth exploring. And I don't know who this is for. It could be everyone. As I'm saying that, my guides are saying, don't feel guilty that you're feeling romantic. There's nothing to feel romantic or guilty about, because, you know, romantic feelings, and I'm not just talking about sexuality. I'm talking about, you know, wanting to be in a relationship, or when you're in a relationship, wanting to have more intimacy, and that is being emotionally and mentally closer. There's nothing, you know, wrong with that. Do not ever, if somebody says something's wrong with you, do not listen to that, okay? They're real. All right, the first call I'm going to take is 978. Hello, hi, 978.
Hi. Hi, Pamela. You had given me a reading before, and you were incredible.
Oh, well, thank you.
And actually, I put it on my Facebook page, but I blocked it for only me. And I had a girlfriend of mine listen to it, and she couldn't believe how you had me pegged.
Thank you.
Just wanted to give you that feedback. Thing is, I have 2 questions, and I know you only want to take one. My issue, I don't know if you remember, you told me you saw me sitting in my pajamas with my laptop and slippers. Do you remember that?
That sounds familiar. What is your first name?
Kathleen.
Kathleen, okay. It sounds familiar, yes.
And the thing is, I am on SSI, so I need to make more money. It's just not cutting it for me. I can't get out and meet people. I am just living a horrible life financially. And you had mentioned about me working. Now, what I didn't get was, did you see me working out of my home or outside of my home?
No, it was out of your home. If I'm seeing pajamas and slippers, it's definitely, you know, inside your home, okay? That
so
is what
it
I'm
would
getting.
Be inside, not outside.
Inside, yeah, it wouldn't be.
But I'm in my, not now, but I mean, lots of times I'll be in my pajamas and slippers, so you think that work is inside?
Oh, definitely, definitely. You would not go out, I mean, logically, you would not go out into the world wearing PJs.
Oh, no. I'm just talking about it.
Yeah,
people recognizing me, trying to work under the table.
But that is what I'm getting, something inside, something that's, you know, going to make you some money but also keep other income. In fact, what I'm getting is a vision, and I'm seeing 3 streams of income, okay?
Three.
And I don't know, I I have no idea what they are. I'm just seeing three streams of income, okay? And the other thing, I know this sounds weird, but I'm getting that you need to be in some kind of chat. That's how they're putting it, some kind of chat, that that's important.
I need to be in chat.
Yeah, like, you know, on the computer, some kind of chat, that is very important.
But is that, that's not going to make me the money.
I don't know how. It's, you know, I'm not get. See, a lot of times I just kind of get, all right, the image they gave me is I saw a dark path and I saw a flashlight being shined on it, okay? So you need to walk on the path, meaning the path of your life. I'm giving you some insight, but, you know, how it exactly is going to come about, I'm not getting. I'm just getting that it's important for you to go on chat, all right? So I'm not sure if it's a chat group, a business chat group, or whatever.
I go on Craigslist constantly.
No, but this is a chat. This is not, this is like
okay, a chat room.
Yeah, like a chat room, yeah.
Okay. Do you have an idea when this job is going to fall in my lap?
I'm feeling like fall time, September, October, December. It feels like fall time. Okay. And my guides are saying, they're saying.
And your guides are saying what?
Believe and you shall receive. Believe and you shall receive.
So that will free me up, and I can do things.
Exactly. Exactly.
Could you just tell me about the romance cards?
Okay, the Doreen Virtue romance card.
Yeah, the workshop you took.
Oh, that was actually if you go to, you know, Doreen Virtue's website, you can find out information there. That, you know, that's a whole nother discussion.
Okay. Can you pull some romance cards? I'm gonna
pull one, and then, you know, and then I'm gonna have to make a boundary because I got a lot of other people holding. Okay, so let me see what I'm gonna get. Okay, what I got was, you know, there's obviously love in your future. Okay, because I got the honeymoon card, enjoy the bliss of holiday time together, and I heard la-la. Okay, and I know what that means because I have this term, la-la land, when you first moved.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy, it's la-la land, and I'm seeing, like, in the picture, there's a gazebo of a canoe, okay, you know, the gondolier or whatever that's called in Venice, okay?
Yeah.
So that means, you know, that means love is definitely on the way, okay? And since it's Venice, if you're not Italian, it could be with somebody, you know, who's Italian, or you could meet them at a pizzeria. You know,
the funny thing is, I am not Italian, but I go for Italian men. I don't know what it is, but Italian men and I always click, and that's usually the ethnic group I usually go for. Do you have a time frame on that one?
You know, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be
rude. Oh, okay.
But,
no,
you know,
I know you got other callers.
You know,
yep.
I got other callers. So I'm going to put
okay,
you back.
Pamela. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye. Okay. I'm feeling that I need to pull another general romance card. It might be for somebody who's listening or whatever, but, soulmate. Yes, this is your soulmate. So if you're wondering if somebody is your soulmate, yes. I also want to say that, you know, you usually know when it's your soulmate. And since we're talking about soulmates, you know, everybody thinks that when you meet your soulmate, la, 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 everything's going to be perfect, happily ever after, you know. And it's funny because I needed some downtime yesterday, and I was watching this show Once Upon a Time. And, you know, and it's all about, like, fairy tales, and it's a really good show if you ever get a chance to watch it. It's on Netflix and ABC. And, you know, their happily ever after was not a happily ever after, okay. But, you know, just know that your soulmate is coming if it hasn't come in yet. All right, so I'm going to, you know, I'm just going to ask. I know everybody would like a mini reading with me, but I got a lot of callers, and quite honestly, it's not fair to me because this is how I make my living, you know. So if you need more information, I do, you know, I do email readings, I do phone readings, you know. So, you know, check me out at PamelaCummins.com. Okay, next caller. Hello, 310, are you there?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, and who am I speaking to, please?
is on me?
Okay, you know, I don't know if you're on speaker, but you sound a little far away. Hello?
Oh, hello, can you hear me better now? I just was
yes,
my ear piece.
Yes, so I can hear you. And I'm sorry, what is your name?
Oh, it's Ani, A-N-I.
Hi, Ani. And what is your question, please?
Well, I have a question regarding my profession. I've been considering possibly going, more in... I guess I'll just ask you, what do you see in regards to profession?
Okay, and... All right. First of all, I'm getting two songs for you. First of all, I'm hearing Moving On Up, okay, and I'm seeing you walking up a ladder. Then I heard the song Only If You Believe, like I do believe in miracles, okay? So it feels like, you know, I'm also, as I'm saying that, I'm also seeing you jumping off a cliff, okay? So it feels like you need to take a little bit of a leap of faith in order to move, okay? And I'm getting where you are now, and I'm not saying this is where you're working. This could be symbolic because it's not always – I get a lot of symbolism, but I'm seeing you at, working at, a Burger King. That was actually my first job, okay? And that's kind of how you feel right now. I don't like this job because – and this is no offense to people that work at fast foods because we need you, but, it's not the most, wonderful job, okay? Let's put it that way, okay? So I'm getting you really would like out of your job. And again, I'm just hearing if only you believe like I believe. And I'm also, I'm holding my heart, okay? And I'm hearing the song, It's a Heartache, okay? And what that means to me is that you have something in your heart that you really would like to do. You have this vision, you have this feeling, okay? And your heart is aching because you're not taking it, okay? And now I'm getting another song. It's from The Wiz a long time ago, but I'm hearing, come on, ease on down the road, all right? So you really need just to, you need to go for it, okay? Yeah, I'm not saying to, jump right in, quit your daytime job, jump right in, but I'm getting that you really need to start to do the steps and just believe in it, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I hope that helps.
Okay, yes, it does. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Okay. I'm going to take another caller before I choose another card or whatever. And this must be New Jersey. It's 609. Hello. Hi. Good.
Hello.
Good.
How are you doing?
Good. Hi. And who am I speaking to?
Tabitha.
Hi, Tabitha. And what is your question today?
My question is about this gentleman. His name is Tony, and he wants to take me out to the movies. And I want to know, was there going to be anything with this, or is it just going to be a quick fling, or is this my soulmate?
Okay, all right. And first of all, I heard go. It's fun. Okay, it's fun. I got he was rough around the edges, and I don't feel like it's like a pirate kind of edges, okay? I feel it's more like, kind of like lack of experience with women. He doesn't know what to do, okay? So I'm getting to be forgiving of him if, it's funny, I'm hearing a commercial. Manly, yes, but I like it too. And, he doesn't understand women is what I'm getting, okay? As far... Yeah, well, that's not a bad thing. He just doesn't get it. And it's actually a good thing that I'm talking to you because what it will do is it will help you to realize that, when he sounds like a bubbling idiot, like we all do, it's not because he is. It's because he's nervous, all right? He doesn't really know how to act, okay? So I'm hearing the song Forgiveness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, forgive him that. Now, I do see that it could progress nicely, okay? And what I'm seeing is you walking down the road, and I'm seeing, hands sticking out, pick me. So what that means is there are always opportunities, okay? But I am hearing the song Getting to Know You. So I'm getting to give him an opportunity, okay? And I'm seeing somebody at a blackboard writing a lesson on the board with chalk, So what I'm getting is that there is a lesson in this, and you need to go for it, okay?
Okay.
That's really important, okay?
Okay.
So go out, have fun. You know, and hey, hopefully, just make sure it's a good movie, okay? That's all. And, okay, and they're adding that one of the reasons why he wants to take you to the movie is because it's a little easier on him. He doesn't have to talk, okay? That's, you know, but, you know, I'm getting to make sure that you go out afterwards and talk a little bit.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Thank you so much, Pamela.
All right. Thank you for calling. Cool. All right. I'm going to pull another card out and see what I get. This one. this is something that everybody likes. Calling in your soulmate. Your prayers, affirmation, and visualization help bring you together. Okay? And it's funny because I got a vision of a dream that I had that I thought about earlier. So obviously I'm supposed to talk about it. But, you know, I want to say, like, yes, prayers, affirmation, and visualization does help bring someone into your life. It brings a lot of things into your life. However, okay, a long time ago I remembered, and it was quite honestly, I had a lot of inner growth to do, okay? This was probably back in 1990, 91, and I asked God to bring me in a man, and he did, okay? And when the man came in, and I went out on a couple of dates, I was like, take him back, because quite honestly, I wasn't ready for a relationship. I had a lot of work to do, you know, on myself. So remember that when you're pointing the finger and looking, oh, this person's wrong, this person is wrong, it's usually because there's something that you need to work on. The other thing that I got was, and it came to me earlier, you know, I'm like everybody else. I wanted love. And quite honestly, I had to wait a long time for love to, you know, come into my life. And now I'm hearing the song, Don't Rush Me, you know, and that's really, really important. But anyhow, I wanted love like everyone else, and I was kind of like, when is someone going to come in? When is someone going to come in? And at the time, I lived at Wharton, New Jersey, and I lived directly across the fire department. So I got to see gorgeous men every day, okay? Unfortunately, they weren't always the healthiest men, okay? A lot of them were drinkers and stuff, and been there, done that, you know, lived with one alcoholic. That was enough for several lifetimes, to tell the truth. So one night I went to sleep, and I had this dream, and, you know, I am the musical psychic, and it was to Diana Ross' song, but I think Phil Collins was singing it. No, actually, it wasn't Phil Collins, I'm sorry. It was the firemen. They were singing the song, You Can't Hurry Love, okay, and it was a bunch of them, you know, and it kind of sounded like Phil Collins, but, you know, different male voices. And I woke up, and I cracked up because the guys were telling me it's not time for love yet. I want to give a shout-out to everybody in chat. Sorry, it's kind of hard to do chat and, you know, give readings and work, you know, the blog talk radio system at the same time. Okay, anyhow, the next caller that we have is 845. Hello, 845, are you there?
Hi, this is Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Thank you.
And what? Oh, you're welcome.
My question is, I'm in litigation right now and financially not doing well, and I'm hoping that there'll be a resolution soon. So
there will, and I don't always get time frames, okay? And you have to remember that spirit time is a little different than ours, but I heard within 6 months, okay? That's what I got, you know? So yes, and I am seeing you shaking your hand. Oh, somebody shaking your hand. I see you holding it, okay? And I'm getting that it's enough. You wish for a little bit more is what I'm getting. And I'm not sure if that means money or whatever, but I'm getting that it is enough, okay? And this is what they're showing me. Like right now you're eating peanut butter and jelly, and now I'm seeing you eat caviar, okay? So it will be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's a pretty good
thing. Okay.
All right, so they're saying to keep the faith, okay? Keep the faith, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
All right, and thank you so much for calling today. All right, bye. Just a reminder, we are here 7 days, not 7 days a week. I think it's 5 days a week. I think we're off on the weekend. So check us out at psychicsgonewild.com and also psychicsgonewild on Blog Talk. And, you know, for your singles out there, I'm having you know, a workshop empowering singles. Somebody asked, how many in the queue? Quite a few. It looks like about 5, okay? So I'll do my best to get to everyone. And just a reminder, my show tonight, and this is a really important show. It's not the best topic. It's not a comfortable topic, but on the Love Channel show tonight, I'm going to have recovery and empowerment, and this is regarding abuse. Trish McKnight went through 40 years of abuse. It started in childhood and went to an adulthood, to a really bad marriage, and it's really important for people to listen to this tonight, because if you're not a victim of abuse, we are going to talk about, you know, what you can do if you see somebody who is in an abusive situation. And, you know, don't tell me it doesn't happen to everyone, because I know, like, for instance, incest survivors, I think it's like 2 to 3 out of, you know, every 6 women have been abused in some sort of way. And the same thing with men. I think it might be 1 to 2 out of every 10. And those aren't not actual facts. So please listen to that. All right. I need a sip of water. I'm sorry. I'm talking and talking. And Birdie Bird says hello. He's hanging out there. Okay. Hello, 949. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am.
Hi. And who's calling, please?
My name is Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee. And
Hi.
How can I help you today?
Yes, I was just recently laid off a job, and I needed to know if you see anything coming up for me in the near future.
Okay, and I'm actually, I know you're not going to believe this, but I'm hearing that is a good thing, okay? Where you were at, you were not growing, okay? In the future, what I'm getting is I see something temporary, but I'm also getting that you need to meditate and think about, like, what you really want to do. And what I heard as I was saying that was the song lyric, Listen to Your Heart, okay? So, you know, it feels like you really need to listen. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? I am getting that you are good, like, with organizations and people, okay? That's how I'm seeing it. I'm helping people, okay? And, again, I'm getting organizations, but that could be in an organized way, okay? So, yeah, there is something coming up, and I'm seeing you taking, like, a knife and buttering a piece of bread. And to me, that means with butter, your bread and butter, okay? And they're saying, don't worry, it's not like you're in jail and you're just getting water and bread. It will be much more. So your needs will be taken care of. And, again, they're pointing, I see you taking your hand, taking your index finger, pointing it to you, to your heart. What do you really want to do? But I do feel like you will take something that's okay, just to kind of, excuse the expression, cover your butt, okay? So they're saying have hope, have faith. And, again, I'm just feeling like the work situation was not a good situation for you. It doesn't feel like it was healthy, okay?
It was horrible.
Like a protection thing, okay? So, mm-hmm. you know, they're saying trust. And, you know, it's weird. I heard follow the yellow brick road, but it wasn't Dorothy. It was the back of a woman with a picnic basket kind of skipping, okay, down
mm-hmm.
the road, okay? And I feel like that was you. And they're being blunt. You never know what's going to come around the corner, okay? Now, granted,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can get readings. We can give you, as I said to one woman earlier, you know, it's like a dark road and we are flashing the flashlight, okay? That's a good way to explain it. But quite honestly, we can't predict everything that's going to happen because it's your life and, you know, there are lessons for you. So I'm just getting that you're safe, okay? You're safe. And, again, I'm seeing you buttering your bread. All right? So I hope
thank
that helps.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Whew, man, I am busy today. Okay. All right. I see. I know there's a couple of you have been holding on for a while. I'm going to take one more caller and then read, and I promise I will get to you. I do see how long you've been waiting, so I'm not ignoring you. The ones who have been waiting the longest, obviously, first come, first serve. Area code 304. Hi, are you there?
Hello, yes.
Hi, and who am I speaking to, please?
My name is Lori.
Hi, Lori, and what is your question today?
Well, my question is about love, and I've been interested in someone for a while, and it's kind of been a back-and-forth situation, and I'm just trying to figure out, you know, his name is Buddy, if he if it's going to work out or not, if it's something that I need to stick with.
Okay, I'm getting he's okay, okay? And you can date him, but honestly, it doesn't feel like it's the one you're going to be, you know, forever and ever with, okay? I don't know how else to say it. He does feel okay. He feels good for now, okay? And quite honestly, they're saying it's a choice, and with that, I heard pick a card, any card, okay? And I saw you choosing three cards. You had three cards, choosing one, okay? So I could, I can't say whether or not to stay with him or not. It's okay. I am hearing you got to be in it to win it, all right? And I'm seeing him move very slow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling great fear around him. I don't feel like it's anything to do with you. I feel like it's fear of him opening up his heart, okay? And,
okay.
You know, and I got two songs, okay? First of all, I heard someone's knocking at the door, someone's ringing the bell. And I see you knocking at the door trying to get, you know, his heart open, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then quite honestly, I'm a little hesitant to say this song, but this is the song I heard, You Better Shop Around, okay? So what that means to me is you look around and make sure that this is what you want, okay? Because I'm getting that it's not going to be an easy path for him to open up his heart,
okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So I know that's not exactly what you wanted to hear, but that is what I am getting. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay. I'm getting to open up get another card. Hmm. Okay. They're saying. All right. Got it. This card is very important. We'll probably talk about it tonight later on the Love Channel show. This is forgiving and learning. As you release and heal the past, you experience more love in your present moments. Okay? And this is not to freak everybody out, but you know, as long as you're alive, you have baggage, you know? And it's funny because I remember long before the dating sites, and I'm not ashamed of my age, I'm 50, okay, and I've done a lot of dating sites, in the newspaper, they used to have singles ad, and one of the things I saw over and over again was no baggage, okay, and you know what, everybody has baggage, whether, you know, and it's also people's definition of what baggage, like, for some people, children are baggage, for other people, children are a gift from God. Okay, and we all have some kind of wounds, whether it was in childhood, whether it was, you know, in the present. So it's really important to look at, you know, kind of what makes you tick, you know, kind of to recover from any issues that you had. If you just got out of a relationship, you need to, you know, take some time to heal. And the other thing, forgiveness, and that could be like a whole topic, but I think it needs to be said. Forgiveness is really important. Now, if you step on my toe, it's really easy to forgive me, to forgive you, all right? You smack me around a little bit, it's going to take a little while for me to forgive you. You kill my cat or you hurt a loved one, it's going to take a long while for me to forgive you because in some cases, forgiveness is a process. And when you say, I forgive, and you really don't mean it, you're not helping them and you're hurting yourself. And also, lastly, forgiveness is not about them. It's about you. It's to free yourself up. Okay? That is really important for you to know. Okay. Next caller. Oop. Hey, Rhiannon. You're going to have to wait. My kitty's here. She heard me talking. 720, hello, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, and who am I speaking to, please?
Hi, my name is Laura.
Hi, Laura. And, hey, and what is your question for me today?
I have been looking for a job and just wondered when that might come to me.
This is a theme today. I've got like three or four questions on that, okay?
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting, okay? All right, and honestly, I'm getting a couple of things, right? I heard, you know, Steve Miller in the wintertime, okay? So it feels like it's going to be cold, right? And I am, you know, I'm originally from New Jersey. So to me, winter can be anywhere from like November to March. Okay. But it feels
right.
like early, you know, earlier than March. Okay. And the other thing I got is a really old commercial from McDonald's. You deserve a break today. Okay.
Yeah.
So what that means to me is that you need to relax a little bit. Okay. Need some downtime. All right. Need to get organized. The other thing I'm getting too is school. All right. And I'm not talking about college. It just feels like maybe like brushing up on some kind of education. All right. That seems important. All right. But I'm also getting one of the reasons why they want you to take a break is to really reflect and meditate on where you want to go. Okay.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, because that feels really important because, quite honestly, if you, like, you know, because I'm not saying you can't get something, okay, but it feels like if you just jump right into, like, your first offer, you're not going to be happy there, okay? And
right.
this is really, yeah, and this is really important. I am getting that you are employable, okay, if I'm saying that right, you know,
right.
like, okay, that
I
you
get
are. Yeah, but again, I'm getting that you really need to, you know, kind of meditate, reflect on where you want to go, okay? So you don't, you know, jump into a bad situation, okay? But I do
right.
feel like, again, I'm seeing the timeout sign. Timeout is what I'm getting, okay?
Okay.
You know, and in the winter
okay.
time, and I'm just feeling security around you. You're okay, okay?
Okay. All right.
All
thank
right.
you so much.
All right. Thank you
uh-huh.
for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we'll take one more caller, and then I'll pull another romance card. Okay, here. Whoop. All right. Excuse me, it switched around a little bit. Hello? Ooh.
Yes, hello?
Hi. Yes, hi. Ooh, there was just a really, that must have been blog talk. Are you there, 510?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Yo, you're welcome. And who's calling, please?
This is Camille, and I'm calling you from Alameda, California.
Oh, well, welcome. It's probably just around noon time there, so.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and how can I help you today?
All right, so I've been living here for 6 years, and this is literally the house of my dreams. And my question for you is, do you see me resolving my differences with my homeowners association, paying off my fees, and just restoring balance and beauty and peace to this home?
Yeah, okay. And, you know, okay, I heard It's a Rocky Road, and then I heard the song It's a Long, Long Road, okay? And I do feel that you will, but the journey getting there, okay? The other thing I got is that in the meantime, have peace within yourself, okay? I don't know how else to say it and excuse the term, but I feel like these people have a hard-on for you, okay? It's like I almost feel like they're so unhappy in their own life that they create misery in yours, and I'm seeing where my niece lives, and she really, she doesn't own it, but she really likes living it there, and there's this little old lady who's very miserable, okay, who's retired, and is like constantly looking out to like report anything that my niece has done. Okay, and that's kind of what it feels like some of the people around you are like. Okay, I'm hearing
right.
the Eagles. I'm hearing the Eagles song. I got a peaceful, easy feeling. Okay, now I'm hearing the Beatles. Love, love, love. Okay, and what that means, and I'm not saying this is easy, is the people, you know, in the situation that is causing you problems and discord right now is to, if you don't pray, wish them well. Okay, send them, you know, send them light, send them love, okay? Send them healing to the situation, okay? And I feel
okay.
like with that, it will start to ease up. But again, it's not going to be something that happens overnight, okay? It's not, you know? And, you know, lastly, you know, I'm hearing I know it's your dream home, but if you want, think about moving, okay? There, you know, it's not the only place. But for some reason, I'm seeing you, like, carrying, like, this load over your shoulder, and you're a hard worker, and you're going to work this out. That's what I'm getting. Okay?
Yeah, and honestly, I want to work this out. I am not interested in leaving at all.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that, you know, there are other options, but I just don't feel
that. You love
that.
Your home. Yeah, you really,
yeah.
I mean, like, I'm hearing the song Almost Paradise, okay? That's what it
okay.
feels like, okay? But one of the things I'm getting is, you know, it's almost like, you know, I don't know if it's the people or the situation, but it's almost like, excuse the expression, they keep on saying it's a hard-on. It's like they want to pressure you. They want to get you angry, you know, and you're just like gritting your teeth wanting to explode, okay? So any feelings that you have, let go of them in private. Don't hold on to them, okay?
Do you think it's one of my neighbors who is my same age, he has quite literally a hard on for me.
Okay. All right. Then you
yeah.
you know what?
There you go.
You already know the answer. Okay. That's
okay.
why they're using that term, because I'm like, you know, I mean, this is a daytime show. I really don't like using that term, you know, but so again, you know, pray for him, send him love. If you can't do that, ask for the willingness to wish him well. You know, ask him for the willingness for you to hope that, you know, he can have a good life, okay? It will
right.
it will help, you know, it will help kind of solve the problem,
okay?
Okay. So, so I hope that helps. You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Interesting show today. Okay, I am going to pull another love romance card. Oh, this is so important because everybody wants love, right? And I'm getting, you deserve love. You are lovable, okay? And I'm getting that's really important. One of the reasons that we, you know, we human beings will stay in relationships that we know are over, we know it's not going anywhere, we're not happy, is because we're afraid nobody else will ever love us. Well, you know how people love you more? Is when you love yourself. And I'm not talking about selfish love. I'm talking about self-love, where you're like confident enough to say, I deserve love, but also wanting to love other people. You know, I'm going to make this noise. It's not like you're kissing yourself and it's not an egotistic love, okay? That is really important. You know, and I had a client earlier who, you know, felt because she was a little overweight that, you know, nobody would ever want her. And that's not true, okay? Because let's face it, you know, purple people, black people, green people, heavy people, skinny people, old people, young people, you know, there's always somebody who's going to love them. The most important thing is that you believe that you are lovable. That is so important. Okay, so we have another caller, and again, I'm taking them in order. Hello, 630, are you there?
Yeah, this is Marty. Wondering if there's any romance on the horizon.
Okay, and for some reason I'm getting guided to take grab a romance card, okay? I'm feeling yes, and, you know, I'm just getting that it's going to come in a funny way, okay? Because I actually got two cards. I got, are you there, Marty?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? Okay, I heard clicking. Okay, I got two cards. I got a deception card, and then I got give your relationship a chance, okay? So just remember that when it might be that somebody doesn't feel right, okay, but I'm getting to give it a chance. And what I am seeing is long hair, okay? That's what I'm getting, long hair, okay? And I'm feeling that it's going to be soon. It feels like within 6 months, if not sooner, okay? You know, and I am seeing you holding hands, okay? I'm just seeing, like, hands and long arm, and I am getting that this is love of a lifetime, okay? So what that means to me, you know, is, like, I feel like the start's going to be a little weird, you know? Sometimes when you meet somebody and it's like, oh, this is wonderful, and there's such an attraction, and, you know, and I like you, and boom, it burns out. This feels more like it's going to start like, oh, I don't know about you. Oh, you're a little bit strange. Nah, this couldn't work out, okay? And then it will work out. I know that sounds weird, but that's how I'm getting it, okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I hope that helps, Marty.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll keep my eyes open.
Okay, yeah. And again, I feel like soon to 6 months. Okay, so that could be any time. All right.
And Do you have a song that goes with any of this?
I'm just hearing love, love, love. All you need is love. That's what they're
the
saying.
The Beatles.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big Beatles fan, so the Beatles come to me all the time.
Okay. I am too. Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right. Thanks for calling, Marty.
Okay.
All right, it looks like, wow, we got all these callers, and it looks like I am getting to them. We have about 14 minutes left, 773-897-6461. Okay, and here we go. 706, hi, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, and who am I speaking
Hello?
To, please? Yes, I'm here.
Stephanie?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay.
Good
okay, and how can I help you today?
What do you see as far as love for me in the future?
Okay, all right, and you're single right now? Just because I'm feeling
right.
like you just... Okay, did you just let go of somebody, you know? And I'm not saying yesterday, but was there a recent breakup?
Oh, no.
Okay. Because I'm just feeling like a letting go of someone, okay? Not sure what that means. Okay, well, just give me a moment. Let me just focus because it's been like one right after another. So let me just see. Okay, yeah, I'm hearing we shall overcome. Okay, and now I understand what that letting go is. It might not have been a person, but it was of something, okay? And I am hearing the song I Will Survive, okay? And I'm also getting the winner, and I'm seeing somebody, like, you know, like after a boxing match, whoever wins, the referee puts their hands up in the air, okay? So what that means to me is, you know, this person's going to be a winner, okay? I'm sorry, I'm not getting, you know, a time limit. I'm just getting taller, okay, attractive, and also a nice build is what I'm getting, okay? Hard worker. You know, I assume you're into men. I just want to make sure that that is correct.
Yes.
Okay, all right, because it's a man. I get all kinds of people who call me, okay? Because it looked like a man, which could be masculine energy, okay? And what I saw was somebody who was, like, in a business suit that changed into, like a long-sleeve shirt tucked into, like, jeans with, what are those straps? The suspenders, okay? With, like, an axe over his shoulder, okay? So, you know,
okay.
I know that's... So that means obviously a hard worker, but that's actually a good thing because that means somebody who's, you know, businesslike, but is also not afraid to get their hands dirty, okay? Because I don't know about you, but, you know, they're showing me a scene out of my life, okay, where my old roommate's boyfriend, okay, I asked him if he could, like, you know, help me hang up a picture, okay, because I'm not the best, you know, he was taller than me. And he was just like, no, I really don't know how to hammer a nail. And that just totally turned me off, okay? So it feels like this man will at least know how to do that, okay? And, you know, I'm hearing the song in the summertime. That doesn't mean that it's going to be in the summertime. It could be that's his favorite time of the year, okay? And I do see children. I don't know if that's yours or his, okay, but I do see children, all right? They're also playing, it's funny, the other guy asked for a song. The song I'm hearing for you is This Could Be an Everlasting Love, okay, which is nice, okay? So I'm just getting, again, I'm seeing, getting the vision of you, like, releasing so much baggage, okay? It was like you took, like, a suitcase, trunk or whatever, you're throwing it all over the cliff, and you're taking a... You know, it's like a little briefcase, okay, and walking down the road. So to me, that means, like, you've let go of a lot of stuff, okay, a lot of stuff. And now a bit better and brighter and, you know, better love will come in. So I hope that helps.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to put you back in the queue.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. Oops. Come on, Blog Talk. Okay. We got about 9 minutes left, and I need a sip of water. I've been talking and talking. I do have time for one more, 773-897-6461, but I can talk, no problem, 9 minutes. We are here on Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio 5 days a week, and we have Psychic Jethro and Bonnie and, I'm sorry, my mind's going blank, you know, Amy Kavanaugh. We have all kinds of cool people here. And you can learn about each and every one of us on psychicsgonewild.com. If you follow us on Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk, there's a way that you can follow us. You can get a listing of all the shows. Psychic Jethro is on AR1. And I think Psychics AR1, I'm sure I'm messing that up, and I apologize. But he's there every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and that's a really cool show. You can find out more about that at psychicjethro.com or .net. Actually, you can Google Jethro Smith, and you will find all kinds of information on him. You can also Google my name, Pamela Cummins, Cummins, and you will all kinds of information will come up. I am on Twitter. Please follow me, Rep. Pamela. I'm like such a tweeting fool. And I will definitely follow you back. And I'm also on Facebook. You can find my Facebook page there. I'm even on Pinterest. So you can follow me on Pinterest, too. I do have a workshop coming up, Empowering Singles. It's a 5-week workshop, and you can find more about that on my website. And it's also on Psychics Gone Wild Facebook page. We have a Facebook page. Tonight I'm talking about a very important subject, and it's on the Love Channel show, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The phone number is 646-478-0020. This is more of an educational show than readings, and I'm having Trish McKnight on, and the topic is recovery and empowerment. Learn how to take your power back and thrive after being a victim of abuse and violence. If you never have, I'm sure you know somebody who has. So, you know, this is a really important show, very important show. And Trish McKnight has been through so much. I also have two books, Insight for Singles, Steps for Everlasting Love, and Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships, Pamela Cummins. You can find that on Amazon, and Smashwords, which Smashwords has it in formats for Kindle, the Nook, iPad. It even has PDF. Alrighty, I am going to choose another card. Let's see what we come up with. Aha! Flirt. Extend your lighthearted energy to others. You know, flirting has kind of lost, you know, we've kind of lost the art of flirting. You know, people hook up, you know, have sex before even like the third date or even by the third date, you know, or, you know, they might not even be dating. They call it a hookup, which is crazy because you don't know. This person could have a disease. They could be married. They could be an axe murderer. You just don't know, okay? We're flirting, and flirting, I'm not talking about where you just, like, take your top off, okay? Flirting is just, you know, where you're getting to know each other, where you talk to each other, okay? All right, I'm going to try and get this caller in real quickly. If it will hook up. Hi, 813, are you there?
Oh, hi, how are you?
Good. Hi, and what is your name?
Brenda.
Hi, Brenda, and do you have a question for me?
Basically, yes. I'm just wondering where am I heading in my career?
Boy, it must be career day, okay? And, you know, what I'm hearing, the song It's a Long, Long Road. I got this for somebody else, okay? And I'm getting to really look at what you want. For some reason, I feel like new beginnings for you, okay? And I'm seeing somebody take the top of a bottle, okay, like a twist-off cap, and twisting that off. And I know this sounds really weird, but that is my symbolism for putting a new twist on what you're doing, okay? The other image I got where it's, I saw a path and I saw like sunshine in a rainbow, okay? So I feel like that you need to journey on the path to get there, okay? I am hearing more money, all right? The other thing I'm getting is a sense of independence, and this is a really cool vision. I see you wearing a business suit. Okay, and you're taking off the business suit, and it's more like, I want to say business casual, okay? It's very comfortable, all right, very comfortable. It's funny, I am even seeing you taking off your heels, okay? So what that means to me is it feels like it's you're going to be more comfortable, more relaxed. I'm sorry the word rigid, you know, comes up right now, all right? So this just feels like you're really going to know where you're headed, okay? The time limit, I'm getting 6 months, a year, 2 years. I'm really not getting it. It really all depends upon you. Okay?
So, okay.
Yeah, so I hope that makes sense. And the other thing I'm hearing is promotion. So it does feel like something is coming up that's going to be better for you. Okay, I'm not getting if it's, you know, where you currently work or, if the, you know, because sometimes they'll say something to me, all right, that is kind of, you know, makes no sense to me but will make sense to you. And it doesn't mean that it's an actual promotion within a company. It could be a promotion into getting into a different kind of job. Okay? So
okay.
Just go with what feels right for you. Okay?
So it doesn't, do you see that? Whether I'd be staying with the same company or you don't, it doesn't show that.
It's not really showing that, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, quite honestly, it is a little bit up in a distance. And, again, I'm seeing, you know, I'm actually seeing a tarot card, which is like a rainbow in the sunshine, and it's a couple there, and they got children playing and stuff. And what that means to me is, like, when it comes up, you're going to know exactly what to do, where to be, the choice to make.
Okay.
Okay, because,
okay.
Again, that it's a comfortable clothing, and when I think of like a couple and their children, it feels homey. It feels comfortable. It feels very loving. Okay?
Okay.
All right? So I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, we got 2 minutes left, and I'm sorry, caller, I just can't get to you. You know, so, you know, we're here on Psychics Gone Wild. We're here 5 days a week. There are other people, or you can call back next week, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And or you can go to my website, PamelaCummins.com. I do email readings and I do phone readings. Phone readings, I ask that you make an appointment online. If you can do that. All right, I am going to pull the last card of the day. Okay. It's kind of weird. What I got was a codependency card. Addictions are affecting your romance life. The cleaner you are, and I'm taught that can be addictions to men, it can be addiction to alcohol, or it could be just issues you need to work on. The cleaner you are, the more self-love you have for yourself, the more self-respect, the more that you live a healthy, clean life, the better mate you're going to have. And even if you're in a relationship, you will have a better relationship. So that's really important, okay, to let go. And sometimes, you know, codependency can also mean, you know, feelings of negativity, feelings of, you know, sadness, feelings of whatever. Things, you know, think of like addictions as letting go of being dependent on something, whatever it is, okay? My guides are just letting everyone know that you are loved. You can catch me tonight on the Love Channel show with Trish McKnight. We are going to be talking about recovery and empowerment. And this is for people who have been victims of abuse and violence or anyone who has a loved one who has been a victim of that. So basically, I am talking about everyone. And again, that is more of an educational thing. So that is on the Love Channel show, and we're going to be cut off soon. So I just want to say peace out, and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.